Can only teeth be impacted?
That's what they say. Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. And apparently we are now taking nouns and making them verbs. And it's something that's been going on for a while. What are some examples?
So we've got examples for a few hundred years now. Recent examples include Google, moving from a noun to a verb. We have commute, moving from a verb to a noun. So we commute to work, therefore we have a long commute.
And impact is one of those as well. That's a big one.
And impact is one, and a lot of people really don't like impact as a verb. So linguists call this functional shift when a word moves from one part of speech to another. And it's fascinating to me to watch the angst over the use of impact as a verb because I actually think it's fairly useful. It's a quicker way to say to have an impact on.
We have angst over impact, really?
People do seem to have angst over impact. And we have a long history of people having angst over functional shift. In 1789, Ben Franklin wrote a letter to Noah Webster complaining about some nouns that had become verbs that he didn't like, including to advocate, to progress, and to notice. And I think this now seems to us incredibly quaint that anybody wouldn't have liked notice as a verb.
So Ben Franklin was a whiner, is what you're saying.
Ben Franklin was watching language very carefully, and there were things he really didn't like.
What are some other examples of this shift that we've seen?
We have examples of auxiliary verbs becoming nouns. So that's a must is an example of functional shift. Facebook has created to friend. And then once you have to friend, you can unfriend someone.
That's it, man. I'm going to defriend you.
You wouldn't dare.
I don't want anybody to suffer angst. Do they just need to let go?
I think that with this, we do need to see it as part of the history of the language. That one of the things about English, because we don't have a complex system of endings on nouns and verbs, it allows words to move around from one part of speech to another. And it's the reason I like the Ben Franklin quote is that it reminds us that the concerns we have now will seem quaint 50 or 100 years from now. People will say, what was wrong with impact as a verb?
But isn't it happening a lot more quickly now as well?
I'm not sure that functional shift is actually happening more quickly. This is something that linguists are trying to figure out, is whether change is happening more quickly now. There are things that make the language change quickly, things like the internet. But then you also have a lot of standardization now, a lot of print, and that's something that arguably could even slow language change. So we've got competing forces around language change.
Well, thanks for the explanations. I hope we've impacted our audience this morning.
As do I.